You're listening to the audio production of The Fruit of the Spirit, Becoming the Person God Wants You to Be by Thomas E. Trask and Wade I. Goodall, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Tom Parks. Foreword. I am thrilled that my dear friend Thomas E. Trask and Wade Goodall have written this outstanding book about the fruit of the Spirit, a greatly needed emphasis in the body of Christ today. I strongly recommend this book for both individual and group study. When you think about it, there can be nothing more important to us and to the world than the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Hurting humanity desperately needs that which comes from God, His love, His joy, His peace, and all the other wonderful manifestations of His Spirit. In the mystery of the Trinity, the fruit of the Spirit is really the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is His Spirit whom the Father sent. As His Spirit indwells and controls us, His fruit, or personality, becomes manifest as we yield ourselves to Him. For many years, I have taught the absolute necessity of being filled with and controlled by the Holy Spirit. This has been a cornerstone teaching of the entire Campus Crusade for Christ movement, which now has more than 21,000 full-time staff and almost 500,000 trained volunteers in 184 countries. It is only as we are filled with the Holy Spirit and under His control that His fruit is manifest and His will expressed, such as helping to fulfill the Great Commission, the task to which all believers are called. Sharing Christ and His message of love and forgiveness is the result of His fruit of love and compassion flowing through us. There are two wonderful secrets that have changed my life and that of many others. The first is how we are filled with the Holy Spirit by faith, according to God's command, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, and His promise, 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 through 15. We ask, believe, and receive. The second is how the fruit of the Holy Spirit is demonstrated through us by faith. For example, we can actually love people by faith on the basis of God's command and promise. Even those who may appear unlovable, and even if we do not feel like it, our Lord wants to love through us the way He loves us, even though by His standards none of us are lovable. The fruit of the Spirit working through millions of believers by faith could literally change.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?